6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, and it's Tuesday, the very first day of March 2022. That's right. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Hey, and guess what? For those of you who have been dialing over to listen to the previous day's show from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time, well, guess what? We got some news for you. 7.490 is our frequency to hear the live show streaming from 11 to 1 Central Time every day, Monday through Friday. That's right. We're on the same frequency. No more 6.160. We're on 7.490, not only for reruns from the previous day's show, but you can hear us streaming live from 11 to 1 on 7.490. Latest news there, just for the Power Hour. And if you're not getting our newsletter, you need to, because, see, sometimes we report things or mention things on the air that we don't actually have time to go into major detail about, and so that's one of the reasons why we put it on an email blast, so that you have a little bit more time where you can go, and we encourage you, because some of these articles may be dated or may be important on that particular day or may not be there in a couple of days if you wait. Because they're being censored. And so the best way to get to these is when you see that email blast come in your inbox, simply click on it and go to the links and read the news. And, you know, I mean, you read, it's kind of like shop till you drop, only it's with an email blast. So, and speaking of shopping till you drop, we have a little place. It's called the Power Mall. We've got a 10% off site wide sale, excluding dropship products. All you have to do when you check out is type in the code SHOP, the number 10, SHOP 10. We have also a BOGO going on. That's a buy one, get one free deal while supplies last on your Power Silver 1 ounce Nano Silver and Tranquil. And if you want to buy us a cup of coffee, hey, we won't mind. When you click on the Power Hour, you'll notice the Buy Me a Coffee pops up. Well, it's okay. Go ahead and use it. For those of you who are worried about, or shall we just eliminate that word worry and just concerned about how to grow food in a grid down situation, even if you don't have a green thumb, you're older, you're out of shape. I mean, you come up with 50 million excuses. Well, you can go to powerhourfood.com and register for free for a Grow Network webinar that we're going to be offering. So, like I said, those of you who want to have a green thumb can go to powerhourfood.com and sign up. And here's something else that we get from time to time. People are emailing and calling us at the Power Hour. One of the things they want to know is, where can I find a doctor online that I can trust, who's a COVID expert, where I can find pharmacy that'll dispense the off-label meds and won't charge me an arm and a leg? Because you know how that gets when you're dealing in off-label medication like ivermectin. Yeah, I'd be ivermexican if you're south of the border. But if you're looking for that, or hydroxychloroquine, places like that, you know, sometimes if you're not south of the border, you can get the stuff real cheap down there. But everybody, you know, they don't have time to go down south of the border, nor do they want to. So you basically go to mygotodoc.com. That's right. That's your answer to the whole dilemma. But where you can get a pharmacy, where you can find a doctor. And it's tempting to think that the worst is past, but experts, of course, predicting another wave, of course. Do we trust them? We don't know. But that's what they're saying. Smart to keep the meds on hand. That's the smart thing. That's part of being prepared. Getting treatment started very, very fast is the most important thing to remember. And even low-risk patients can benefit from off-label meds because they can prevent long COVID. You've heard of that. Brain fog is one of those symptoms. It can be debilitating. That means the spike proteins are still reproducing in your body, and you need to do something about it. That's right. A recent large-scale study from the VA of 150,000 veterans showed increased risk of heart attack and stroke even 1 year later, up to 72% more likely than people who weren't infected. So what happened? Dr. Syed Haider at MyCode2Doc.com built something we here at the Power Hour believe in. He is a COVID expert who's treated over 50,000 people with zero deaths. Unlike other sites, you can register for free and ask questions forever. Well, that's what you can do on his site, mygotodoc.com. Most importantly, they connect you to independent pharmacies that charge less than anywhere else. I am a member of that network, and I'm telling you, it works. Mygotodoc.com is your go-to source for COVID-19, and you can phone them. If you got your pen handy, 281 219-7367. We also include those numbers on our email blast, so if you're not happy to get that number down, don't panic. It's all right. We'll get that number to you. And you also have our other number on your speed dial. That's 844-769-2944, the number to call in. And put your comments out there so everybody else knows what you're thinking. If you got a beef, a bone to pick. Oh, yeah. Speaking of bone to pick. Yeah, everybody going to dial in and watch all the networks preempted with you-know-who's speech? Where he pats himself on the back for doing absolutely nothing but making everything in your life worse. Yeah, people, you know, you don't have to believe everything that comes out of this fool's mouth. You know what I'm talking about? The jerko at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old, who apparently, from what Esther in Washington was telling us, had two aneurysms. And, you know, of course, your cognitive impairment just keeps getting worse and worse and worse each time you have one of these things. And I think we were all lied to. He didn't come right out and tell us he had these when he was running for president. Nope. We had to find out after he took office and they hooked up the little puppet strings to him and they're manipulating him and he's dancing around like a marionette. He's being controlled by other people. He doesn't have a thought process in his own brain, but yet he's going to get up in front of a nation and do a state of the nation. And he's got gates and fences around the Capitol building as he addresses a joint session of Congress. How's that going to sound? That's how it's going to sound. So it's just one of those things that we have to worry about, him spewing off stuff. There's a couple of articles that we're going to be publishing as well. And those things are like, did we provoke Putin's war in Ukraine? It's a LouRockwell.com article. You got to wonder about that, too. And see, is Putin that bad a guy? I mean, he's not Stalin. And he's not Stalin for time. What he's doing is he's trying to bring back all of these satellite countries that basically following the Cold War just kind of broke away, these little splinter republics, and he's trying to bring them back in the fold. There's one thing about Putin that I do understand, and you might understand this as well. He doesn't want the new world order. He wants his own order. He's not buying into Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. He wants nothing to do with those idiots, these elitists that think that they're better than everybody else. He's not about to give up his power to these jerkos. He's not going to do it. So think about that, because if he doesn't want to participate in the cashless society because he values the Russian ruble, he might not be the totally bad guy that the media is portraying him to be. Yeah, he might be ex-KGB colonel and got some problems. Every country does. And, of course, he might be being attacked like he's attacking Ukraine. But it's all about the fact that he doesn't want all these countries joining NATO, because to him it's a threat. It's a threat to Russia. Because once you join NATO, once you attack one, you attack them all. That's basically their philosophy, and that's one of the reasons why Vladimir Putin, once he's invaded Ukraine, he is getting pummeled by the international community with financial penalties and economic sanctions. And it's targeting leaders, state-owned firms, financial systems, Americans who are invested in Russia. And, of course, Anastasia Amoroso, the managing director and chief investment strategist at iCapital, remarked in a note that Russia is past the point of no return, but is Moscow actually past the point of no return? We know that the ruble has fallen to an all-time low of 119.25 per dollar yesterday, losing about 32% of its value against the greenback since the invasion began. The ruble is now worth less than a U.S. cent following tighter sanctions and all the other bans and asset freezing and everything else that's going on right now. I believe they're probably looking at this as a temporary thing. They're still allowing trading to go on through the banking systems. Russia says it's going to hit security service sites in Kyiv. They belong to Ukraine's security service and a special operations unit. Russia's TASS and RIA news agency is quoting this. The strikes aim to prevent information attacks on Russia. And, of course, they're urging those near those sites to get out because they're going to drop in some heavy stuff on those areas. You don't want to be there unless you want to become a casualty. Russia says it's also pushing ahead with building a massive natural gas pipeline to China. See, you knew this was going to happen. They don't care about the Western sanctions rocking its economy. They're going to go ahead with that natural gas pipeline to China. Gazprom. That's right, comrade. Gazprom, the Kremlin-controlled energy plant, the giant, said yesterday it's going to sign a contract to perform design and survey work as part of the construction of the Soyuz-Vostok gas pipeline. Yeah, it's out in eastern Russia, you know, out there in Siberia. Yeah, going to link with China and start selling China, delivering up to 50 billion cubic meters or 1.8 trillion cubic feet of Russian natural gas each year to China via Mongolia. And in the meantime, remember we talked about just a second ago, every time that you join these organizations, it offers you a little bit more protection. Well, Ukraine President Zelensky has signed an application to join the European Union. I sometimes wonder, because of the financial difficulties they're having with the euro, whether or not that was actually a smart move. One thing to join NATO, and this is one of the reasons why Putin does not want Ukraine joining NATO. They just don't, because you attack one of his satellites and NATO will respond. And then you are going to have more than just a Cold War, especially with them ramping up on the threat of nuclear explosions. He's doing some interesting research on the sidelines, looking up what Nostradamus had said, for those of you into astrology, about the quatrains and what's going to happen in 2022. And Nostradamus is and this is just off-the-cuff stuff, all right? Don't panic when I tell you that Nostradamus is part of his predictions for this year, is predicting that a nuclear weapon will be detonated. And we're talking, I think, a major nuclear strike. This was predicted by Nostradamus. So that, just food for thought. You may buy into that. You may not. Depends on what you think. I mean, there's a lot of things that he has said that have come true, but we don't know. The UK government has joined the European Union, and the United States is announcing new sanctions against the Russian Central Bank in a bid to ramp up pressure against Moscow for its invasion of Ukraine. And we're not talking about the UK government after Brexit getting out of the European Union. We're talking about the fact the EU and the UK government are all joining into the sanctions. So just to clarify that. And the rulers of Finland and Sweden are dismissing warnings of these serious military political consequences from neighboring Russia if they were to join NATO. The one thing they did say is that, look, when Vladimir Putin says he's going to do something, he does it. He doesn't sit there like Sleepy Joe, who's moving kind of slow at the junction. No, they don't do that. No, when Putin wants to do something, he does it. He intended on invading Ukraine because he doesn't want him joining NATO. He doesn't want him joining the EU. He doesn't want him joining anything. He wants them back in the fold. He wants control. He doesn't want them as part of the whatever the World Economic Forum has plans for us with this crypto currency, this Ethernet currency. You know, when they have control of your currency and it's a cashless society, Americans don't want that. Americans want to be able to trade in gold, silver. They have some sort of belief that the fiat money system we have here. And it's really funny when you go to McDonald's and you ask the guy at the drive-through speaker, if you even dare to go to McDonald's these days, we don't know what they put in their meat. When you go to McDonald's, you go to the drive-through and you ask the clerk there, do you accept Federal Reserve notes? And the clerk looks at you like a dog you would just whistle at, cocking its head back and forward. And it's, well, I have to go ask the manager, duh. And he comes back and goes, yeah, we take notes. We take Federal Reserve note. Note, what is a note? It's a promise to pay. So let me see. If I take a $20 bill out of my pocket, yeah, it's a bill. Did you hear that? $20 bill. What's a bill? something they give you. It's like an invoice, and there's a demand amount on the invoice, and they want you to pay it. And so you hand them a bill. Okay, here's a bill. I'm going to give you this bill in exchange for the bill you're giving me. Would that be all right? Sure. Legal tender for all debts, public and private. How easy is that to explain? And so when Congress goes into session and they submit a series of bills, what does that mean? That means they're going to go to the Treasury and they're going to want the Treasury to print up a whole bunch more money. And it's just getting worse and worse by the day, and I'm hoping we don't have hyperinflation like post-World War II, where it took a whole wheelbarrow full of Deutsche Marks to buy a loaf of bread because they were so devalued. The Hungarian Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, you've seen him on Tucker Carlson a bunch. I mean, Hungary's a beautiful country. And he has, according to the world, been recognized as a renegade, the leader not willing to submit to a globalist agenda or mandates from the established power elite. See, this is the thing. He began his career objecting to Russian troops in Hungary, and they were removed a short time later. And he moved his nation toward a free market economy and led its entry into NATO, urged the adoption of a constitution outlining conservative moral themes, and defended national sovereignty. He further outraged the establishment by erecting a fence on his nation's borders to disrupt the flow of illegal aliens, coming in from the Middle East and Africa. So, I mean, he's done all these things. And, of course, you know, Tucker Carlson had him on, and it was a rather interesting thing. He does not like the World Economic Forum's Great Reset Plan. He wants nothing to do with it because to him, ownership is extremely important. They're saying you're going to own nothing in the future and you're going to be happy. Well, there's only one way I could see that happening with people who, like me, feel like they're part of the 80-something million people that are disenfranchised. It would be better if we were dead than to be deprived of every single reason to exist. Everything taken away. You're going to eat the meat we tell you to eat, whether it's produced out of a cow or a sheep or whatever, or it's not at all. It's synthetically produced. You're going to chew on that rubber. These people are sick and twisted, and there's only a very minute fraction of these people that actually, because they have money and what it represents, they think they're in control and they know better than we do. They don't. They're no different than us. If you took away all their money, like through an EMP strike or a cyber attack, we're all on a level playing field because all their money is not tied up in hard currency. Their money's tied up in the ether world. But just because there is an account there with a bunch of zeros following their name, they think they're all that plus a bag of chips. Unfortunately, that's not the case. They're no different than us. They just think they're better than we, the people. And they think that they don't have to serve us. We have to serve them. That's why in my book, Doomed to Repeat, I have a preface in the book I'm writing right now. It's taken me years to put this one together. And the preface is land of the fee and home of the slave. You can understand where I'm coming from that if you just look at how we have been trapped in a sea of debt and what our government has done wrong, done us wrong, we the people wrong. The tit for tat continues, by the way. U.S. has expelled 12 Russian diplomats from the United Nations over national security concerns. Wow. So now they're going to the U.N. and they're saying, okay, you guys got to leave. And they have to be out by March 7th because it's just diplomatic practice. It's tit for tat. Oh, don't worry. Russia will respond in kind. And little sleepy Joe says the sanctions are not immediate. I'm not gonna get online and watch television, watch this fool on TV talk about all the things he hasn't done. Because every time when he opens his mouth, he's going to lie, and the only people who are going to buy into this are all the diehard party line Democrats. Those are the only people that are going to buy into this garbage. And the reason he's probably got the fence up is that we're going to have a serious issue because the People's Convoy, the U.S. Trucker Convoy, is moving across country to D.C. Over 250 vehicles making its way through Texas and Oklahoma over the weekend. More vehicles have joined for stretches of time. That, along with the length of the convoy, makes it difficult to pinpoint exactly how many participants there are. It all changes, but the thing is they are headed for D.C. And on the Power Hour tomorrow, we're being told that guest Kyle Sefcik and Michael Letts, co-chairman of the Freedom Convoy USA 2020, are going to be joining us at 11 a.m. Central Time. We're going to be talking to them. For those of you in North Carolina, I'm so sorry, but your governor has vetoed Senate Bill 173, the Free Smiles Act, which would have given parents discernment on whether their kids should wear a mask in public school. I guess you need to call and complain to your congressman because they need to override that. You know, these people, they still want to trap you down, still want to trap your kids, take away their personality. There is no proof that those masks work on children. They have better immune systems than adults do. And, of course, Ronna McDaniel, the RNC chair, is saying that, you know, as far as Biden's speech goes, the State of Our Union is not strong at all. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich joined her in painting a bleak picture of the president's first year in office. What can I say? We're going to be joined by John Woolard III here shortly after this break. Talking about the amazing Willard's Water. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Good day to you. It's March 1st.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. We're in Central Time now, and yes, you can actually hear us streaming live on 7.490 as of right now on the shortwave dial. That's right. So, you know, we have all of these great products at the Power Mall, which is how we stay afoot. And that's how we manage to get the word out to you on shortwave and other avenues, other broadcast outlets across the country. That's right. Yes, all those people at the FCC are listening. But the thing is that we offer products that are custom tailored to your health. I know Joyce Riley, who is kind of like the flagship founder of this entire network, that the voice that you heard for years and years and years, actually helped do a lot of the research on these products. And of course, our producers work diligently, negotiating to get the best deal for you so we can offer sales, like we do right here on the Power Mall. And so, anyway, one of those great products we have is called Willard Water. And we have John Willard the Third with us on the line. Welcome back to the show, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
So anyway, for those who don't know the history about Willard Water, would you do us a big favor and enlighten us?
Sure, sure. Willard Water is a proprietary solution. It's a all-natural water additive, and it was invented by my grandfather, who was a PhD in chemistry, invented it in 1965. And we've been selling it since 1973, continuously since then. I am a third-generation CEO. And what the product does is when it's added to any non-carbonated liquid, you can add it to tea, you can add it to smoothies, you can add it to juice, you can add it to water. And what it does is it stimulates the absorption and retention of nutrients in the cells. My grandfather originally called it catalyst-activated water. And what that means is you kind of get more bang for the buck out of everything. If you're taking it with vitamins, you can, like, cut your vitamins in half and get just as much out of them. If you're taking any other types of supplements, you can remove them. We have a lot of people who are vegans and vegetarians who drink Willard Water because it stimulates the absorption and retention of B vitamins, and they have problems with B vitamins, et cetera. So that's the product in a nutshell.
Wow, that was quick there, John. How long have you been? Yeah, but the thing is, we've had this product on the Power Hour and the Power Mall. We've been offering it. And of course, you know, this history dates back into the 60s, right?
Yes, 1965 is when my grandfather invented the product, and he formed our company, CAW Industries, stands for Catalyst Activated Water Industries, in 1973. And as I said, we've been in continuous business. We sell the product, you know, it's sold for just about anything you can think of where people want some sort of cellular delivery system. And so we have a lot of supplement manufacturers out there, for example, who buy Willard Water in bulk, and they use it to better deliver their supplements to the cells. We have a lot of people who use it on animals, that it helps the same thing in animals. We see better feed conversion rates in chickens, for example. We have a pet product line. The product has been endorsed repeatedly by a lot of natural pet product journals like the Whole Dog Journal, Healthy Life for a Healthy Dog, excuse me, A Natural Life for a Healthy Dog has an entire chapter on Willard Water, and a number of people like that over the years. And of course, as I said, we have the humans. People use it once again to increase their vitamin absorption. We also have a plant product line. It's the same thing. We see the exact same thing across the board. When it's added to plants or people or animals, we see a much better utilization of nutrients. And that leads to, honestly, greater overall health, whether it's the plants or the pets or the people.
Okay, now, Ed, one of the things I don't remember asking you the last time you were on, which I just has been floating around in the back of my brain here, is the pH level of Willard water. Do you have you got that measured out?
Yes, the Willard water, when it's added to a water source, will increase the pH by about 1.5 to 2 points, and it will do that on everything. Basically, it'll stay that way permanently. So the Willard water, unlike other pH products on the market, if you're using a pH product, the Willard water will remain that way forever. So you may have something like a machine that you could spend a few $1,000 for that will temporarily increase the pH, whereas Willard water will permanently increase it. So you could make up a gallon of it in your refrigerator, and it'll stay that way. My grandfather actually tested the Willard water for a number of different things over 15 years. He basically made up one diluted gallon, and he ran it through a series of tests. The pH never changed for 15 years.
And this will last you. I mean, let's say, for example, there are some of our listeners out there that only drink distilled water. And is there any kind of a situation long term in distilled water versus distilled water with Willard water in it? You're saying you can add that to distilled water too, and it will keep the shelf life of this thing forever.
Yes, that's correct. My grandfather actually, he personally only drank it with distilled water. He only used distilled water with it. My grandfather passed away in 1991, so I've not been able to ask him a lot of questions about this kind of stuff. But I've seen no evidence to suggest that it's better or worse with a certain water type. We do have a woman who's a doctor of toxicology, and she believes that the Willard water, she and I have had this 10-year debate about what it's doing, but we definitely know that it's removing toxins from the cells. She considers it purifying the water. I don't. I think what it's doing is it's helping those toxins better move out of the cells. So we are going to see that. What happens with Willard water is not happening in a vacuum. What it's doing is it's pulling the toxins out of those cells, and it's making room for the good stuff to come in, and then it's helping those cells to better hold on to that.
Okay, so now the difference between Willard water clear and Willard water dark, because we offer both in the 16-ounce versions all on sale right now. What's the difference between the two?
Yes, it's actually an evolution. My grandfather was trying to invent a trace mineral water, the dark is probably closer to what my grandfather was trying to invent. But the invention of the catalyst itself, which is the thing that really makes Willard water do what it does, was actually an accident. He was playing around with a couple different solutions that he was working on for a trace mineral water, and he was trying to perfect the formula, and he started he was drinking it himself and testing his blood cells for things like the effects of toxicity and other impacts. And he noticed when he started drinking this new solution that it was stimulating the movement of platelets in the bloodstream, and he thought that was very strange, so he kind of went off on this left turn. Well, that original product is what we call the clear, and it has more catalyst in it, but the dark is probably closer to what he wanted, and it's got the catalyst, which stimulates the absorption of nutrients in the cells and does a number of those other things that we've talked about. But it also has the addition of trace minerals. So we always say it's really personal preference. We see in the studies no real difference in efficacy between the two of them. But if you're taking a trace mineral supplement and you want to get rid of it, you can take the dark. I mean, I would say that the dark is probably a lot cheaper than anything else on the marketplace. And the Willard water in the product is going to help your body better absorb those trace minerals. So it's really personal preference. If you feel like you need some help with trace minerals, take the dark. If you don't, drink the clear.
Most important questions here on the show, and we appreciate you differentiating, because we sell these things on the Power Mall. And because people are shopping on the Power Mall, John, they all want to know, let's see, should I click add this to cart or add this to cart, you know, which differentiates between the two. So we appreciate that. The other thing that I was looking at is people are on diets. And one of the things I was studying, and there's some people over the weekend that I was looking at and researching, talking about what they call caloric bypass. And I know you're familiar with that. And then most of the time, what people are looking to do is to get their mitochondria to eject fat cells and just bypass the fat so the fat passes through your system. So all those carbs and everything else that you're getting and taking in and the fat you're taking in, it's kind of like it makes ketosis. Does the Willard water do anything for that?
No. We've actually never even tested something like that. So I have to be honest. I don't think it does anything like that. Certainly would not feel comfortable recommending it for something like that until we actually have done some pretty good testing on it.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I was asking you about the water itself, because of the fact that you say that it helps with cellular absorption and metabolism.
It does help with cellular absorption, and it will remove toxins from the cells. One of the first effects you're going to get when you start drinking Willard water is you're going to urinate a little more frequently for the first week or two, and that's just the product helping your body to better regulate the toxins and pull some of those toxins out. And we have a lot of people who do like detox routines, for example, and the Willard water will also help them detox a little bit faster. So if you're taking a detox routine and you add the Willard water to that detox solution, whatever you use to detoxify, that's going to move a lot faster as well.
Okay. Now, we also offer on the Power Mall a Willard water topical aloe gel in a 16-ounce bottle. Would you explain how that works? I know topical means you rub it on, but what does it do once it hits the skin?
Sure. It's actually a really great way, and my grandfather invented it's a great way to sort of illustrate what the Willard water does. It is an aloe gel that has Willard water added to it, and one of the reasons we did that is because actually, one of our bigger customers is a Japanese skincare company, and they add it to their entire skincare line. And what it does is it stimulates, once again, the skin cell's ability to absorb and utilize that aloe. So it gives that aloe, if you think about everything that aloe does for you on your skin, it gives that aloe a slightly better kick. It's going to be a little bit more effective than it would have been without the Willard water involved in the process or added to it. And so you're also going to see, which is kind of cool, is that the aloe actually slips into the skin faster. And so a lot of times, you know, with aloe, it's like really sticky and it just kind of hangs onto your skin. The Willard water gel doesn't do that. It actually moves into the skin a lot faster, so you don't get that sticky aloe feel.
That's interesting. Now, the narrative, I remember that hearing about it, that Doc Willard's Wonder Water was featured on 60 Minutes, which originally aired November 23rd, 1980. And we're going to supply a link on the email blast for those of you that want to watch that program. Has that narrative changed since?
A little bit. Certainly a little bit about what the FDA does with it. I mean, actually, the 60 Minutes article had, or story had, some pretty interesting history behind it. Back in the 70s, when my grandpa was first selling this, there was no separate category for like a supplement or a specialty beverage or anything like that. You're either a food or you're a drug, and there was nothing in between. And the FDA just didn't know what to do with it. And eventually they came to us, being the FDA, and said, well, we can't properly classify you, so you can't sell it anymore. And people who were using it here, primarily in this region, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, got really upset about it and started writing letters to their members of Congress. And there are literally thousands of letters to members of Congress about cutting it off. And Congress ended up holding a hearing on Willard water and trying to figure out to stimulate the FDA to figure out how to deal with it. And the FDA ended up classifying the Willard water as a milk product. And it was a pretty big story back then. As they said, Congress held a hearing about it, and then the FDA changed their stance and said we could only sell it as a milk. And, of course, being the FDA, they said we could only ascribe an impact from it that would be consistent with what you would call a milk, or, you know, so I don't know what they, where they went with that, but 60 Minutes got a hold of it and ended up doing a story on it.
Wow, that's amazing. And the thing is that we have Willard Water in both the clear, the dark, and the topical aloe gel here on the Power Mall, and it's on sale this week, which is one of the reasons why we always invite our, basically our sponsors, the people that supply us with these products that you shop for when you go online to the Power Mall. John Willard, we thank you so much, third generation CEO, for being here on the program with us and explaining all of the benefits of Willard Water. And hopefully you will have a great rest of the month. Remember, folks, this all is on sale right now at the Power Mall. So thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. All right. Yeah, we're back on with some more of what's happening in your world. I was very excited to see that we're going to be featuring tomorrow on the Power Hour some of the co-chairmen from Freedom Convoy USA 2022. You want to be here for that. And, of course, those of you who want to sleep through or turn and change the channel and binge watch something so you don't have to listen to this gas bag when he gets on the podium in front of a joint session of Congress. You know, they have been they requested, the Pentagon, of course, requested a bunch of National Guard members. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took issue with this and rejected a request from the Biden administration to deploy the Florida National Guard to D.C. for the State of the Union address. Why on earth? Trump never did that. What is wrong with this man? He's paranoid. I guess they're all paranoid. They really think that there's going to be some people coming in and disrupting. You know, what are you going to do? Drive the truck into Congress, up the Capitol steps? I don't think so. These people are totally paranoid because they know they're off. They know the whole thing is off. They know it's a big lie. They already know this. So why bother watching? All he's going to do is pat himself on the back. And the one thing that Governor DeSantis in Florida said, there's not going to be any Florida National Guard sent to D.C. We're not using it for political purposes. You don't get to take National Guard anywhere from anybody, any state, and use them or misuse them for political purposes, which is exactly what it is. They are looking at, you know, what last year, for example, according to DeSantis' spokesperson, when the National Guard deployed to D.C. About the inauguration, they were forced to sleep in freezing parking lots, all for a regime spectacle. Our dedicated patriotic service members deserve better than that. And, of course, the Pentagon has approved the deployment of 700 other unarmed National Guard troops to D.C. Unarmed National Guard troops? Seriously. Unarmed. Wow. You see, this sounds almost like the January 6th when they all showed up unarmed. And, of course, they ran into armed Capitol Police with batons. You remember the one that was like unconscious and was beaten about the head by a Capitol Police person, Lila Morris? I'm not going to forget that. Here you have somebody passed out on the ground and she's beating her about the head with her nightstick. La-dee-da. What in hell did she do that for? Any rational human being that was caring would not have done such a thing. Does she get punished for it? Hell no. That's the problem I have with all this. And then Congress wants to make a mockery. They must, this January 6th committee must think we're all stupid to not recognize what they're really trying to do. They're trying to jack President Trump so he can't run again, even if he decides to. Hasn't officially announced that yet. And speaking of supposed presidents, Sleepy Little Joe's son, Hunter, his associate, Devin Archer, has been sentenced to a year and a day in jail for scamming a Native American tribe. Prosecutors asked for 30 months in prison, arguing for the same sentence as the one handed down to Bevin Cooney, a co-defendant. Prosecutors noted there were 10 or more victims of the scheme, which caused a loss in excess of $25 million. They said the guidelines would lead to a sentence of between 108 and 135 months. but decided not to push for a longer sentence because of what? A need to avoid unwanted sentencing disparities. Oh, here we go with the equality stuff, right? So, I mean, you commit the crime, you do the time, but not necessarily so in this administration. You know, part of the problem, you know, the judge also ordered Archer to forfeit some $15.7 million and pay over $43 million in restitution. Abrams, by the way, the judge, Ronnie Abrams, is the same judge that tossed Archer's conviction in 2018, only for an appeals court to reinstate it in 2020. And, of course, Archer appealed to the Supreme Court, who rejected it in late 2021. He's been linked with Hunter Biden for years. And here's another little interesting twist for those of you who want to have an Alexa in your house. Yes, the virtual AI assistant is going to start getting nosier when it comes to providing remote touch-free healthcare services. Now, it's bad enough. They know every single thing about you, but to have Alexa intervene in this thing, their AI, I mean, they're recording every single thing you say and do. Now, Amazon is announcing its Echo devices powered by Alexa AI virtual assistant can put customers in touch with doctors hands-free via the telemedicine company Teladoc. Folks, please. This is why we have Dr. Syed Haider and people like that and the Power Mall and people that we talk about and on the show. So you don't have to resort to this little thing on your desk that's literally voice-activated medical care at all hours. This is crazy. This is what they have 911 for. If you absolutely have to have medical care, it must be an emergency. This is an invasion of privacy, folks. It's Amazon. They're woke. Seriously? These are all going to be hooked up with a Teladoc call center, and guess what you're going to get? Mainstream doctors. And, of course, the Teladoc has promised video visits are coming soon. That's right. It's going to cost $75 for the uninsured. Now, what do you think is going to happen when they ask you that question? Oh, are you vaccinated? You're not? Oh, well, it's going to cost you more. And they're going to give you bad advice. I just know it. You cannot trust mainstream doctors anymore. You cannot trust hospitals anymore. These things have turned into death camps. I've known several people that have gone in. We've interviewed people on this radio program that have gone in, had parents go into hospitals, and haven't come back out. How can you trust them? The CDC, the NIH, and Fauci really have done a very bad thing to the people of this country when all of a sudden we are looking at mainstream medicine and going, scratching her head and going, should I go to the hospital? Is it that bad? I could go to the ER. Do I have to get admitted? No, you don't have to get admitted. Doctor comes in and says, oh, yes, we need to admit you. No, that's okay. I'll sign out. It's called AMA, Against Medical Advice. That's where you tell your doctor who, you know, is following the CDC guidelines to go piss up a drain pipe, as my late father would say. I don't trust him. I wouldn't go there. Life and death situation. Boy, they want to put you on a ventilator. Oh, looks like he's got COVID. And did you know, as far as your health goes, that you'll have better brain health if you have a pet? New research suggests that older adults with a furry companion showed slower mental declines than those without one. That's right. Dogs, cats. I mean, I see a lot of service dogs these days. I mean, people must really, I didn't see them as much before the pandemic. Now all of a sudden I see it. A lot of them. Service dogs everywhere. Restaurants, shopping malls, grocery stores. They're everywhere. And they're allowed to have a service dog with them, or service animal. Go on airlines, they need a service animal. Of course, there's few restrictions, but they still get to take one on. So it's amazing that because stress can negatively affect cognitive function, the potential stress buffering effects of pet ownership could provide a plausible reason for the findings, according to Dr. Tiffany Braley from University of Michigan Medical Center in Ann Arbor, who did this study. and put it out in a news release from American Academy of Neurology, saying a companion animal can also increase physical activity, which could benefit cognitive health. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy, of course, also significantly reduced PTSD symptoms in a breakthrough study. Giving veterans oxygen therapy can improve their systems of PTSD. The world-first Israeli study showed hyperbaric oxygen therapy so improved the crippling condition in half of the participants so that they were considered cured of PTSD, according to the Times of Israel. Tel Aviv University did the study, treated 18 veterans of the Israel Defense Force who were resistant to previous treatments. Their study, published yesterday in peer-reviewed journal, Plus One, found the oxygen treatment was not merely psychologically effective, but also improved the brain's microstructure and functionality in veterans suffering from such. Sounds pretty good to me. At the top of the hour break, after that, we're going to be joined by Dr. James Thorpe. You are going to want to dial in for this one, talking about the first and only OBGYN in America revealing vaccine deaths and injuries in pregnant women and babies. Got to have the information, folks. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
Probiotics. Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.